Can you hear me now? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When you first heard the story about the warrantless wiretaps of overseas calls, you must have wondered, yes, but how did they decide which overseas calls to warrantlessly wiretap? Well, now we know. We discovered today that since 2001, phone companies have been secretly selling their secret telephone call database to the super-secret National Security Agency. All the records on who you call, when you call, and how long you talk. Don't worry, they do not provide your name, your address, or your Social Security number because that would be snooping. And then the NSA cranks the call records through its computers to figure out whose calling pattern is suspicious enough to be wiretap worthy. Verizon, Bell South, SBC, AT&T have all cooperated. The only company not cooperating is Quest. Something about being unsure about the legality of the whole thing. How quaint. They were worried about the legality. That is so Jimmy Stewart. Of course, the rest of us got the memo, and we all know that the president is commander-in-chief in time of war, and that since 2001, the whole country is the battlefield, which means that all telephones are field telephones, and therefore they can tap your phone, monitor your email, snatch the greeting from your Mother's Day bouquet. Ah, but there's one part of the story that nobody's covering today. Consider. If the NSA has been collecting every phone record since 2001, who we called, when we called, how long we talked, it can only mean one thing. The NSA actually knows which company does give the best long-distance deal. And it's not telling. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.